Hello everyone and welcome to Tynecastle Park for today's Sky Sports Cup final. It's Rangers women versus Partick Thistle women, 1:30 kickoff. I am here today with Shona. Shona, how are you?
Yes, I'm very well. Looking forward to today's match. I think it's a massive opportunity for us to lift a trophy, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's a good chance to bounce back from last week. It was a disappointment, the game we covered. Obviously, at Airdrie getting beat by Celtic 2-1, which brings the league back into focus. But today it's all about the cup and a huge opportunity for the women to reply and bounce back.
Absolutely. I think obviously it's Joe Potter's first opportunity to win or pick up her first trophy for Rangers. So, and same with Nicola Docherty as captain. So, yeah, really looking forward to today.
Yeah, and let's go through the teams. Rangers are 3-4-1-2. In goals is Victoria Essen, the normal cup goalkeeper. At the back, Nicola Doherty captains. And then Tess Madag with Catherine Hill returning on the right-hand side. A massive boost for Rangers. In the middle is Brogan Hay, Chelsea Cornet, Olivia McLaughlin. Mia McCauley starts as well, which we'll come to. It's Rachel Rowe just behind Rio Hardy and Jane Ross. So it's a strong side. We spoke last week about, obviously, the effect of Cathy not being fit. And Rangers were pretty exposed in that right-hand side. Lisa Martinez was kind of... She was left exposed by the fact that our wide player, Lizzie Arnott, maybe didn't have the legs to get back. And it was constantly 2v1 against a strong fullback. I think Catherine and Brogan kind of alleviate that possibility of happening.
Yeah, I think Cathy Hill coming back into the team is massive for Rangers today. So, and also with Mia McCauley on the left, she was obviously on the bench against Celtic and she did really well when she came on. I think Mia McCauley for me has been really, really solid at that on that is it right-hand side, isn't it? So, yeah, look, Cathy Hill for me is the big one. I think for the defence, she's absolutely solid and has been consistently throughout the season. So I'm glad to have her back today.
Yeah, Mia's a big one for me as well. She's young, obviously at 17. She's had a massive impact on the first team for the women, but she's got so much character about her. She's got so much drive. She was on the end of a pretty nasty tackle last week. And although we didn't like to see it at the time, these things will help her grow. And she should come into this game today full of confidence. Last time we played Thistle, it was 0-0. And the first drop points under Joe in quite a while. I think it was 5 or 6 months since we drew earlier on the season with Glasgow City, and then that 0-0, the only 0-0 with Joe as manager. Thistle will have to come out a wee bit in this one though, Shona, because this is a cup final. They have to come and try and win. They won't be able to, I don't think, defend as much in this game, and there will be a wee bit more risk for them, which may help Rangers.
Yeah, you wonder if Thistle will go with a low block in the first 45 minutes just to try and nullify the game. So, no, but I think Rangers will probably have too much for them today. I think we're expecting a win. Obviously, we just need to wait and see what Rio Hardy's done. Obviously, she's been the top goal scorer for Rangers and she hasn't really performed in the last couple of games. So, we probably expect her to step up for today's game.
Yeah, I would think so. Rio's one that's kind of been a wee bit perplexing because she is such a fantastic player, but she seems to have lacked confidence the last couple of games. But she has Jane Ross next to her, who's always good for a goal, but it's interesting to see how they're going to pair together. So we're all set now, folks. We're just going to run through the Thistle lineup for you as well, just while we have it here. So Thistle go with Easton in goal. They are Lawton, Faulkner, Slater and Docherty, 4 at the back, and then 5 in the middle with Henderson right, Bullock, Taylor, Sinclair and Donaldson. And they go Imogen Longcake up front. That's a cool name, Imogen Longcake. She is a striker for Partick Thistle. So that's both your teams, folks. We'll be back hopefully with all the in-match action and hopefully lots of Rangers goals. Just over 8 minutes gone. First real big chance comes to Partick Thistle. It's a break that Rangers could have had. Brogan Hay was open on the left-hand side. The ball doesn't get played over by Rio Hardy. Partick Thistle then break. They work it in and it's cleared off the line or close to the line by Liv McLaughlin. Partick Thistle are certainly giving this a go, Shona.
Yes, I think we've been pretty poor in possession at times. But yeah, that was one right off the line there, so we were lucky with that one. But here we go again with Partick Thistle. So no, they're very much on the front foot at the moment. So hopefully Rangers can set themselves down and here we go. And hopefully... hopefully we can win this game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Rangers just need to get a hold of it a wee bit. Maybe a wee bit of nerves, but promising break here. We'll just stick with this just at the moment as Rangers go forward. Rachel Rowe, but it's broken down. So it's coming up for 9 minutes. Still 0-0. 14 minutes gone at Tynecastle. It's the opening goal for Rangers. Lovely play by Catherine Hill down at the right hand side. She floated a ball over the top. Mia McCauley was onto it. The goalkeeper seemed to come. She hesitated and then she was caught really out of position, which left Mia McCauley the chance just to slam it home, which she did. 1-0 Rangers, shown at a perfect time.
Absolutely. I think the Cathy Hill ball took about three or four of the Partick Thistle players, and then you have got Mia McCauley. The goalie was kind of left in no man's land, wasn't she? And Mia McCauley slams home for 1-0 to Rangers.
Yeah, it's perfect timing for Rangers. Rangers' first real attack and proper shot on goal brings the opening goal, so this is very good for Rangers. Mia's getting a lot of space on that right-hand side, and Brogan similarly on the left. Because there's five in midfield, Thistle are playing quite centrally, seem to be going player for player. So as they have a shot there, it's a goal. Thistle have equalised. What a strike that was. It was a long range shot and it just goes straight into the back of the net over Victoria Hessen. It's 1-1, Shona. That was a fair strike.
I think it was Mia McCauley that lost the ball here, and then the girl made the attempt down the right hand, the left hand side, and played the ball straight into the middle of the park just outside the box. And what a strike, right over the top of the goalkeeper. Don't think the goalie had any chance there, did she?
No, to be fair, Thistle, I think they've deserved that. They've started really well. They've pressed on the front foot. Little reminder for Rangers that this isn't going to be a walkover. It's a fair strike by Donaldson, number 12. 1-1 at Tynecastle. So Shona, just 24 minutes gone after the excitement is 1-1. You picked up, you think Thistle are playing really compact and really tight in, which has given a lot of space out wide to Brogan and to Mia McCauley. It's up to Rangers to get those balls out there as quickly as they can.
Yeah, it's trying to find that space at the moment. I think we're just being a wee bit slow in our passing. I think with the amount of times that we've said to each other, do you know what I mean, the amount of space that we've got out wide, we need to utilise that a wee bit better. But yeah, so far that's how we managed to get the first goal. So I think it's just a case of now Rangers need to use those width space quite more often. So hopefully, here we go. This is McLaughlin on the ball just now. So yeah, I think the spaces out wide are definite for us. I think, definitely think they're playing a very, very narrow as Partick Thistle.
Yeah, just Sean O'Zoe there was because Liv nearly got caught with a pass back. Rangers need to be careful. Thistle are pressing and they are kind of swarming, which has unnerved Rangers a wee bit. And they have made a few mistakes as Hill gets her pocket picked there as well. Rangers have yet to settle, I think. Yet to really get their foot on the ball. But 25 gone, it's 1-1. 35 minutes gone at Tynecastle. Rangers have the lead again with a wonderful corner kick. It was Rachel Rowe who took it. She took it short to Mia McCauley. She played it out to Brogan Hay, and during that time Rachel had sneaked in just behind everybody in the kind of corner of the box, a wee bit inside, and she gets the ball wonderfully played into her by Brogan. She spins on it and unleashes a wonderful right footed shot. It hits the bar in the post on the way in and rockets into the back of net, and Rangers have a 2-1 lead again at Tynecastle. Shona, that was a cracking goal again. Just as the Partick Thistle equaliser was, credit to them. That one was a beauty as well from Rachel Rowe.
Yeah, we took the short corner this time, didn't we? And as I said, it came in from the left-hand side. Rachel Rowe was there to put the ball in. It hits the underside of the bar, and what a strike, wasn't it? And it, as it just clips that underside of the bar, it goes into the back of the net. So yeah, 2-1 Rangers, and look, probably well deserved at this moment. I think we've got off to a stuttering start. I think Partick Thistle were definitely on the attack most of the time and better in possession, but I think we've managed to come into the game now, haven't we?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Rangers have had the better in the last couple of minutes. Mia McCauley had a header just wide after a good flick on, good play by Jane Ross, and the cross was flicked on by Rio Hardy. Mia McCauley just wide. It's Thistle haven't threatened too much, but they have pressurised Rangers quite a bit. But Rangers have that vital lead. It's 2-1 at Tynecastle. We're now at half-time, folks, but just right on the stroke of half-time, Rangers have a third here at Tynecastle. It was lovely play by Rachel Rowe on the right-hand side. She plays a ball forward, which manages to get controlled, and then it's all about Rio Hardy and Jane Ross, who exchange a 1-2. Rio Hardy then uses her pace, and she just forces her way through before poking it home underneath the goalkeeper. She needed that. Rangers needed that. Right on the stroke of half-time, it's 3-1, and that, Shona, was perfectly timed.
Absolutely. I think what we've been saying for the first 20 minutes of this first half, I think Partick Thistle definitely had their chances, but I think Rangers have now managed to settle into the game. I think the possession stats have just shown there that they've only had 25% of possession as Partick Thistle. I think we've really came into it, and I think we really, really deserved that goal. I think the build-up play from the 1-2 was a lovely 1-2. and obviously slotting into the back of the net. And obviously the second goal was an absolute belter, wasn't it? Obviously Partick Thistle had that great goal to start with, but I think now it's a case of now just hold on to that 3-1 lead and get more goals, great, in the second half, and then the trophy is ours.
Yeah, it's been perfectly timed for Rangers, really. Shona's right, I think the first 20-25 minutes Thistle were real in it, but then a switch of play between Brogan Hay and Mia McCauley as well seemed to really change things up. So it's been good for Rangers. So perfectly timed here at Tynecastle, right on the stroke of half time. It's Rangers 3, Partick Thistle 1 in the Women's Sky Sports Cup final. 54 minutes gone at Tynecastle. It's game over now. It's Rangers with their fourth goal. It comes from Liv McLaughlin. It was well worked down the right-hand side. Rachel Rowe at the heart of everything. She played a lovely 1-2 by Mia McCauley, but the pass back from McCauley was spot on. It allowed Rowe the chance in the middle. As Rangers go through again with Rowe. Just keep watching this one. I think she's overrun it a wee bit. She just get the shot away, but it is blocked. Yeah, Rangers came down the right-hand side and allowed Rowe to play it into Hardy. Sorry, it was Jane Ross, and Jane Ross' shot went across the face of goal. Brogan Hay stops it, and Liv McLaughlin was there for the cutback, and she rifled it home with her left foot. I believe that's her first goal for Rangers. I need to double check that. I'm not sure she scored before, but it is 4-1, and it is probably game over now, Shona.
Yeah, I think so. I think Partick Thistle obviously had to come out in the second half and have a go, and it's obviously opening up gaps for us, but look, Brogan cut the ball back, and I think obviously Liv McLaughlin is there just in the 6-yard box to rifle the home into the back, rifle the ball into the back of the net. So yeah, it's 4-1 Rangers, and I think that's now game over.
Yeah, it's going to be comfortable now. That goal right in the stroke half time, the third one, was really pivotal in this game. And Cathy Hill's down at the moment. This is, okay, it looks like she'd stood on her ankle as well, so that's never good. And she's a vital player for Rangers, so we hope she's well. But this as a contest now, Rangers will knock this about and use it the length of the pitch as well. So it's looking good. Rangers in a strong position here in the Sky Sports Cup final. It's 4-1. 73 minutes on the clock. It remains Rangers 4, Partick Thistle 1. But this game is dead as a contest. Shona, Rangers getting the goals right at the right time. The third on the stroke of half time killed it. And then the fourth, just, you know, 10 minutes after half time, has completely killed this game. It's now a matter of Rangers just seeing it out professionally. If they want more goals, they can go and get them. But this game is done by a contest.
Yeah, I think Partick Thistle have got nothing else to offer now. I think after those first 30 minutes, it probably took it right out of them. So I don't think the Rangers goalkeepers had really much to do. I know that there's just been a cross that's come in there, but it was taken easily. So yeah, I think it's just a matter now of time of just seeing out this game. Not really offering much. Or here we go, here's Sarah Ewens. Oh, no free kick. So no, I think Rangers have done well to go 4-1 up, and it's just now about seeing the game out.
Yeah, that's it. It's a job done. As I said, the goals came at the perfect time for Rangers, and after getting pegged back, and Thistle were adventurous, and just they really went for it the first 20-25 minutes, but they just couldn't keep that pace. This is a big pitch, and maybe not quite used to it, Thistle playing on this type of stadium and things like that. But it's a great learning curve. Brian Graham's done an excellent job with Thistle, so they'll be back for more, I'm sure. But for Rangers, this is all about seeing this through and making sure that this is as professional as it can be. And there's goals there if they want them. It's 4-1 Rangers. Full time at Tynecastle. It is Rangers 4, Partick Thistle 1. Rangers have won the Sky Sports Cup final. And really, Shona, the second half was a non-event after that third goal. Rangers thoroughly deserved. And credit to Thistle. They made it difficult the first 30 or so minutes, but Rangers really came through.
Yeah, I think Rangers deserved the victory in the end. Partick Thistle didn't really offer much in the second half, did they? And Rangers were in control of the game in the second half. They kind of nullified it towards the end, wasn't there? Wasn't that many chances. I know that we had the one off the bar at the end, and obviously had the side netting. But like, apart from that, it's a 4-1 victory for Rangers, and they're just about to lift the Sky Sports Cup and Joe Potter's first ever trophy as Rangers manager.
Yeah, congratulations to Joe, and well done.
Four Lads Bite Size Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Rhino Express and Clyde View Joinery, certified fire door installer and maintainer. Also in association with Rangers Pools, Zenith Coins and Alexander Campbell Interiors. Please share and follow the pod to help us grow. We hope you enjoyed the show.